Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking file your taxes for free with myfreetaxes.com.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
Tax time is coming up. There's no way for us to stop it. It is the end of January, and I'm feeling like the W-2s, 1099s, tax statements, all of those things are just going to start flooding our mailboxes in a matter of a few weeks, probably. And for some people, that's a little nerve-wracking. For some of you, this may be the first time that you're actually filing your taxes. For others of us, I think we tend to have this momentary forgetfulness after we file our taxes. We sort of want to forget the whole thing, especially if you owe taxes. Now, if you're getting a big tax return, this may be the best time of year for you. You may actually love this time of the year because you know you're going to get a big fat check in the mail or deposited into your bank account. And, you know, that's going to help you achieve a lot of the goals you want to. Hopefully, you're not going to just take the whole thing and go off and spend it. Although, if you did, it wouldn't be the end of the world. And if I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to tell you that I have done that a time or two in the past, particularly when I was in my 20s. It was like, oh my gosh, somebody just sent me $5,000. So where can I go spend this $5,000 the fastest way possible? And so of course the money just sort of, you know, evaporated from my bank account, but, and I probably don't have a whole lot to show from that, but you know, I'm sure I had a lot of fun when I was doing it, when I was out spending it. Nevertheless, my point is that, you know, live and learn. And if you do spend the whole thing, yeah, hopefully it's something like memorable and something that, yeah, that you'll remember a few years later, unlike me when I went out and sort of blew my return. But for a lot of us that are self-employed, that have a side hustle, have our own business, you know, tax time is this time of year where not only do we have to pull all our documents together, all of our expenses, all of our paperwork, but we usually always have to pay some cash too. And that can be really stressful, especially, you know, just after the holidays. I don't know where you are on kind of that overindulgent spectrum from the holidays, whether you, you know, kind of went overboard and spent more. We all tend to do that. And, you know, it's like you need a good recovery period, and we don't seem to have that. We just kind of roll right into the new year, into tax time. So I'm always a fan of bringing you resources that you need to know about that can not only save you time, but also save you money. And you know, my philosophy is, even if you can save 10 bucks or 5 bucks doing something, it's more money than you had before, and you can reroute that money towards a goal or towards debt payoff or just towards you. And, you know, so my question is like, what if you could save a couple hundred bucks? Would that be meaningful to you? I hope you're answering yes. I hope you're shaking your head yes. So we had My Free Taxes on a podcast last year, and it was a really popular episode, and a lot of people found value from this resource that they wouldn't have found out about any other way. And so I thought, you know what, we need to bring them back. We need to talk about My Free Taxes again and, you know, dispel some of the myths that are out there about other free tax filing softwares, because even just, you know, in the last few weeks, I've seen a lot of commercials online that tout free tax filing software. And I've even fallen into the trap of like, well, let me check it out. I want to see if there actually are free. And a lot of times what happens is they get you in under the guise of free federal tax return, but then to file your state tax return, you actually have to pay something towards that. Usually, you know, it could be a couple hundred dollars. So at the end of the day, it's not necessarily free. But what I love about My Free Taxes is if you qualify to use their service, you have to have income under $66,000. But if you do use them, you can file free your federal and your state tax return. So that's going to save you some cash. So I had a chance to talk with Laura Scherler, who is United Way's Director of Financial Stability and Success, about My Free Taxes. You know, what is this service? Why do we not know about this? And what are some of the tips and techniques that you need to know, especially if you're a first-time filer? But again, if you're not a first-time filer, you know, I'm going to say this like a million times in this episode, but we like tend to just erase all the information about how do we file our taxes? What sort of forms do we need? What's the process? You know, can I get deductions? You know, can I get the student loan interest deduction? All of those things tend to fly out of our head moments after we push the you know, finalize button on filing our taxes, because it's not something we like to do all the time. But this podcast will serve as a gentle reminder for all the things you need to do and for how amazing and awesome My Free Taxes is if you qualify and have income under $66,000. Tax season is coming up, and this is always a time that brings a lot of trepidation and uncertainty. And certainly on this podcast, we have a range of listeners all the way from new filers to seasoned filers, but those people that still need a reminder every year about, you know, some of the tools and techniques and tips that are out there. And we are really excited to talk about My Free Taxes and the partnership with United Way. I was wondering if you could just spend a few minutes, tell us a little bit about My Free Taxes and how that partnership came together.
Sure. United Way Worldwide has been offering My Free Taxes since 2009. And we partner actually with H&R Block, one of the, you know, top tax filing companies in the country, to offer free online filing for anyone who earns $66,000 or less. So the purpose is to make tax filing easy, and it's also to make tax filing affordable for many people who don't have the $200 or $300 that it might cost to walk into an accountant's or tax, for-profit tax filing company's office to pay to have their taxes done. We offer this solution to make tax filing, like I said, easy, free, and affordable.
And I think that's great. I mean, even if, you know, you had that $200 or $300 to pay, but, you know, you could access a service like My Free Taxes, you know, there's certainly better things that you can do with that couple hundred dollars, I'm sure. Tell us a little bit, you know, how does the filing, going about filing your taxes with My Free Taxes, how does that process work?
So you just log on to the website, which is myfreetaxes.com, and it will take you into the tax filing software. You'll need to create a username and a password. Many people use their email. If you don't have an email address, you'll have to set one up. But I think in this day and age, most people who use online filing tools have an email. So again, you'll have to create an account. And then the software is really interview-based. So it takes you through a series of questions, you know, easy things like your name, your social security number, your birth date, if you have a spouse, their name, et cetera. And so the purpose of that interview-based software is to make the filing process easy, to be less intimidating. And it also will check for credits or deductions that you might be eligible for. So for example, we'll ask if you have any children. If you do, that will prompt the software to make sure that you fill out the child tax credit information. The purpose of the interview-based software is, you know, tax preparation companies understand that you might not be aware of all the credits and deductions that are out there, but they build these software platforms to identify those credits that you might be eligible for, and then follow up to ask questions that would help them determine your eligibility, and then file that paperwork if you are eligible for them.
So it's super intuitive process. I mean, it's literally you're going question by question, step by step, and then the software then is kind of adjusting based off the answers you're giving you, you know, to figure out if you are eligible for those tax credits and those deductions and all those, you know, big benefits for filers, correct?
Right, exactly. So, you know, using the child tax credit example, it will say you've mentioned that you have two children. It appears that you're eligible for the child tax credit. Click here to fill out that form. Tax preparation is all form-based. So they'll, you know, it will ask you, you know, to fill out that form. You know, it appears that you're eligible for, you know, the student loan interest deduction. Click here to complete that form. So, right, it prompts the user based on the information that you provide.
That's great. I love that because it's, you know, I think there's a lot of, again, fear that people have about completing this process. What is some of the paperwork that you suggest filers have, you know, ready for them when they're sitting down to go through this process?
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make earning a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin', I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin' today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin' app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
Sure. So you'll need your W-2, which is supplied generally by your employer. That provides all of the income and taxes, you know, all the income that you made through your job throughout the year, as well as all the taxes that you paid. If you have maybe a side job, a side gig, if you freelance at all, you'll generally need a 1099 form in order to report that income. You'd also want to have, if you do have children or other dependents, you'll want to have their names and their social security numbers so you can include them on your tax forms. You would also need, you know, any other kind of paperwork related to other deductions. So information about, you know, if you're taking the mortgage interest deduction, you'd need information about your mortgage, any of your investment income, you'd need that information. Again, all of that should come from your financial institution with whom you have investments. The other thing that I would suggest that you have is your bank information. Many people don't. I mean, I don't know my bank's routing number off the top of my head.
I don't either. So you're not alone.
but you know, the quickest way to get your refund, if you are owed a refund, is by filing electronically and then requesting that you get your refund through direct deposit. And so in order to do that, you'll have to have your bank account number and your bank's routing number. And you'll have to insert that into your form in order to file for direct deposit.
That's a great tip, because I know everybody's always, you know, the question is always, how can I get my refund as fast as possible? And that's such a great tip. Just do everything electronic. I know that definitely, you know, the IRS is pushing everything electronic, and I know it certainly makes everybody's life a lot easier. What happens when you're going through My Free Taxes and you have questions? Is this something where you can, you know, start and stop the process as you go along?
You absolutely can. So you can stop at any point and save, you know, essentially like any other, you know, document, you can save your work. And so when you log out and then log back into the system, it will take you back to the point where you left off. So if you start to do your taxes and you get interrupted or you have to stop for some reason, you won't lose everything. The other thing is, we do actually provide, you know, My Free Taxes provides filer support in the form of a hotline. So you can either call, you can email, or you can text. I'm sorry, you can chat with the IRS certified volunteers who staff the hotline, and the hotline operates from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and then from noon to 9 on Saturday. So there is support available should you need it.
Yeah, a live person sometimes is helpful for some of these questions, especially if this is your first time filing. You know, pushing some of those buttons can be a little bit scary. So tell me, you know, there are commercials out there about other types of filing software that, you know, are claimed to be free. Tell us a little bit about, like, some of the unique differences of My Free Taxes and, you know, the partnership with United Way.
Sure. There are a number of free products out there. Most of the software companies and even some other you know, some other, whether they're for-profit or nonprofit, offer free returns. The big differentiator with My Free Taxes is when it comes to state returns. So lots of software companies will offer a free federal return, and then they will charge you for the state return, which can be anywhere from $20 to, you know, depending on the level of complexity of your taxes, $80. The difference with My Free Taxes is not only is your federal return free to file, but you can also file up to three state returns. So for example, you know, I live just outside the DC area in Virginia. There's lots of folks who may live in Virginia, work in the district, or have their spouses work in Maryland, et cetera. You know, there's lots of back and forth between. And there's other regions of the country where that's the same. So My Free Taxes would allow you not only to file your federal return, but up to three state returns for free, which really is a money saver.
Yeah, absolutely.
If those other free software, you know, programs work for folks, that's great too. But I would just say, make sure you read the fine print or any disclaimers before you log on, because oftentimes the federal return is free, but the state return is not. And then the income limits can also be different. So some people offer a free state return, but the income limit is much lower than $66,000. So just make sure you know, what the application requirements are, the eligibility requirements are before you use one of those.
That is such a great tip. And I think definitely, you know, you can kind of get, you know, sucked in with the free federal return. And then, you know, suddenly you get to the state and you're like, wait a minute, I've gone through all of this. And now I've got to, you know, suddenly come up with some cash. So I think that is just a great tip too, to just be aware of the software you're using and, you know, all of the little details. Now, I know there are a lot of the listeners on the podcast who have come from a different country to the U.S. Maybe they're working here for, you know, a short period of time, or they may be here for, you know, a couple of years. Are there any tips that you have for filers who are not U.S. citizens?
Unfortunately, we are not able to support non-resident tax forms. I mean, that's a level of complexity that is difficult for us to manage on our software. If that is a case for listeners on your podcast, I would suggest that they call our helpline, which is 855-MY-TAX-HELP, 855-MYTX-HELP. And the IRS certified volunteers on the phone would be able to direct those filers either to an in-person site that could provide support for free, or another resource that can help them file their taxes. United Way, in addition to the online product that we provide, United Ways across the country also support what are called VITA sites, which are free volunteer staffed tax preparation sites where someone could go to get in-person help. So if someone has a really complicated return or a complicated question, that might be a good resource for them.
Oh, that's fantastic. How do they find out about those?
Again, I would call our helpline, and I'll give you that number again. It's 855-MY-TAX-HELP. They can provide a list of locations. You know, if you say, hi, I'm calling from Fresno, California, they can give you a list of locations in Fresno. The IRS also has a VITA site lookup on their site, and My Free Taxes does as well. So there are a couple of different places where folks can go to get that information. But like I said, that's a pretty readily available resource for folks who have, you know, questions or need a little bit more information.
That's fantastic. All right, Laura, this has been great. So tell listeners where they can go to start filing their taxes with My Free Taxes.
It's a really easy website. It is myfreetaxes.com. There you will find, like I said, the link to start doing your taxes. There is a list of VITA sites, in-person help that can help folks who need additional support. And you'll also find the link and more information about the helpline, which is 855-MY-TAX-HELP.
So if you think you qualify for myfreetaxes.com, this is just such a great resource for you. And again, if you can save money filing your taxes, why wouldn't you do so? That couple $100, I could think of a million ways that you could spend that couple $100. more so than paying for your taxes. But if you don't qualify for My Free Taxes, then it's about finding the most cost-effective way for you to file your taxes. And there are a ton of resources out there available to you. All right, buckle up. Let's all get in the ready mode, ready for tax time, because it is coming, but you guys are going to be so prepared when it rolls around. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, use the hashtag Millennial Money Podcast, and head to the link in the show notes to leave us a 5-star review.